All right, welcome back to the show, everybody. Joe Zagacki, Trevor Harris is our producer tonight. And back on April the 5th this year, seems like it was yesterday, Tricia Cullip was named the University of Miami women's basketball coach, the 8th head coach in program history. Joining us now on the eve of the beginning of the women's basketball season. Coach, welcome to the Hurricane Hotline, and we look forward to having you on the show this year.
Thanks for having me.
What did you learn about your team in your exhibition game last night?
I think, number one, we're getting better, and our chemistry is really developing. You know, it takes time when you got a lot of new pieces together, but I really love how scrappy and aggressive and competitive this group is, and they pick up things pretty quickly.
You do have a bit of an overhaul of the roster. What did you have in mind? What was your vision when you put this roster together?
Well, I think trying to find, first, quality people. You know, I don't think you build anything of significance unless you have great chemistry. So in addition to finding, you know, talent and kids who care about their education, we also wanted to make sure that just we had really strong chemistry and really strong character on our team. And I was really pleased the Cavenders decided to come back because I think they're two of the hardest workers I've ever coached. But I also love that Jazz Roberts and LaMaya Hilton are still here. But then you look at the other transfers that we took. You know, Nat Marshall is a really skilled 6'4", you know, post player that can run the floor. Cam Williams was a starter at Michigan and was a force down low. And then Darion Rogers can really shoot it from deep. I like the pieces that we found.
I've said this before. I don't know that I've ever seen anybody shoot free throws better than Haley Cavender. I mean, her delivery of free throws is spectacular.
No, she's a great shooter all the way around. Great three-point shooter, you know, great free throw shooter. And also, you know, she's got a really, really great IQ for the game. She's a joy to coach.
Jasmine Roberts, one of the players that does come back. How does she fit in for you? And maybe talk a little bit more about the style of play that you want to see from your team this year.
Yeah, Jazz is just so versatile, and that's what's awesome about her is that she's a three-level scorer. You know, she can shoot the three, she can hit a pull-up, and she can drive. And then I would also add, you know, I'd like to post her up some. She's a strong, taller guard. And so, you know, I love that. I love that she's a veteran, someone that I think, you know, can remind our younger players what it takes to win at this level. And then our style of play, you know, we really want to run. In the first 7 to 8 seconds of the clock, we're really looking to score and transition and push the ball because we've got really good shooters. But then I also, you know, we're going to run an offense that's pretty equal opportunity. I mean, our kids are understanding the reads of it, but I really like what I'm seeing so far. You know, the teams that I've coached that have ran this offense have traditionally been, you know, top 30 in assist turnover ratio in the country. And we want to shoot the ball well from the free throw line. That's something in our exhibition and closed door scrimmage we did not do, but today was another focus of it. I thought we did a better job today, and we're going to keep climbing every day to be better at it.
When you brought in, you know, along the recruiting trail, what jumped out to you about the response of players and their interest in coming to the University of Miami? What did you think about why they wanted to come to Miami? Because there are so many great things to offer, but what jumped out to you during that process?
Well, I think what's exciting is people understand, number one, what a great education it is. You know, it's a $93,000 a year of private education. You can't beat that. Secondly, you know, the ACC. You know, they love the fact that they can play in one of the best conferences in the country. And then three, in a very storied program. You know, Kate Meyer did a wonderful job building this program. It's our job to maintain it and to do a wonderful job in the future with it. But I really love the fact they know they're coming to a program that's won before and can win again. And they want to play at a high level.
Mm-hmm. You open the season on Monday at 11 a.m. against Stetson. I believe that's the game where we bring lots of kids in. So it's going to be noisy. It's going to be quite noisy. It's actually a lot of fun. That's going to be noisy, a bit shrieky, but lots of energy.
A lot of people don't know this. You know, my mother is no longer with us, but my mother was a grade school teacher. And when I first started doing this type of a game at the University of Evansville, one thing I loved about it was that all the teachers in my hometown area would bring kids that maybe didn't have a chance to come to a game. And so what I love about the grade school game is, you know, no matter where they come from or what their background is, they get to come to this game and be a part of something fun. What more of a fun field trip can you find? And expose them to our game early so that hopefully they grow up in our gym. And hopefully someday in the future that we can say, you know, this girl just joined our team and way back when she came to our grade school game.
Yeah, no need for coffee on Monday because they will bring a lot of energy. There's no question about that.
Definitely.
The ACC, before I talk about your non-conference schedule, what are your thoughts on, and again, we just talked with Coach L about the ACC and men's basketball, and over 100 players went out and over 100 came in, so maybe hard to get a read on ACC basketball, but what are your thoughts on ACC women's basketball? You know it's going to have quality players and quality coaching.
Definitely. You know, I think when you look at preseason polls, they don't really mean a whole lot. But I do think the upper echelon picks were very spot on. You know, it's a great league for a reason. And then you add, you know, the likes of Stanford and Cal and SMU, but it's particularly Stanford in their tradition to our league. It only elevates it. So, you know, I don't see there being any easy games in our league, but that's not what we signed up for. We came to this league to be great. And so I think the great thing for our players is having an opportunity each and every night to compete in one of the best leagues in the country and test ourselves. But that also means in non-conference play, we've got to get better each and every night when we play. And, you know, we're excited to play Florida. We're excited to play Vandy. We're excited to play Oregon State out in the tournament in Hawaii. But, you know, more importantly, we're just excited to compete against someone else. I think our players are tired of competing against my practice guys.
I was going to ask you about the two things in your non-conference. One, though, jumps out at me, of course, is the Florida Gators. So, you probably saw a little bit of that during football season at the beginning of the year. So you have to go up to Gainesville to play the Gator. We call them the Gator, not the Gators. We call them the Gator.
Well, you know, it's funny. I went to a coach's clinic up in Gainesville not too long ago, maybe a month and a half, 2 months ago. And then I went to a high school tournament in June up there. So I've actually been to Gainesville twice since I took the job. But, I'm sure it'll be a really fun game. Obviously, anything in-state, there's a lot of pride.
Maui Classic, you got that one. This is interesting to me because the Maui Classic is sandwiched in between two conference games. So that's not easy.
Well, the one positive is, you know, when that tournament is over with, our players will be flying to home for Christmas.
Oh, yeah.
And at least get some rest. Mm-hmm. If we were coming back to play a conference game right away, I'd be a little nervous. But I'm glad they get to go home and see their loved ones and then come back and practice before we play that other conference game. But that's going to be a little different for me. I've never had conference games that were kind of in the middle or before some of your non-conference games. But, you know, we'll adjust. We look forward to getting rolling.
You mentioned, Coach Culp, that the players are excited to play against somebody else, probably because of playing against each other in your practices. But maybe take us through some of the things that you emphasize in practice and what your practices are like for them.
Well, you know, we're pretty up-tempo. I think, you know, half our practice is always defense. And Coach Fitz on our staff and Jesse Ivey, they both are kind of the heads of our defense. I let them have a lot of power there because they're both great teachers and coaches and veterans. That's why they're my associate head coaches. Then the offense, you know, our whole staff has some input, but Coach Danielle Page and Muriel Page and I put our heads together to try to find and put our players in the best scenarios offensively. But really, you know, we try to be very up-tempo. We're working on trying to make great decisions in our break and balancing the floor and spacing. I'm a big believer in trying to make everyone guard the width of the floor. Sometimes I think offenses can get a little bunched, and when you're not spaced correctly, shots are a little hard to come by. So we've done a lot of teaching up until this point, but I think our team is very aware we want to run. And I do think that in our exhibition game, we had a chance to really work on that. And work on our defense. We got a lot of steals and we're able to get out and run and that's something that we'd like to be a trademark of who we are.
Mm-hmm. Coach Culp is our guest here on the Hurricane Hotline. University of Miami women's basketball begins their season on Monday, 11 a.m. against Stetson. Then the following Monday, November the 11th, we'll take on Jacksonville at 7 o'clock. Coach, women's basketball probably right now, I don't know if it's ever been more popular. So this is probably a great time to be involved in women's basketball, right?
I would agree. You know, it's such a – you look at what even happened with – collegiate women's basketball last year, you know, the women's tournament ratings actually outdrew the men for the first time ever. And then you look at the ratings and the attendance of the WNBA this summer. So we're so excited to try to catch some of that momentum and enthusiasm and translate that into building our fan base here at Miami. That's something that I think we can do and we want to do desperately. The grade school game will be a great start. But after that, we really want to make sure that we're getting people in the stands to see this team. I think they're going to really enjoy them. One thing we're going to do after games for people that want to meet our team is we're going to put 10 minutes on the clock, and when the game concludes, we're not going to the locker room. We're going to stay out and meet our fans. And so if people have young kids and they want them to be introduced to our players, it's a great chance to get to know them.
Yeah, because one minute they're a kid, and the next minute they're playing for you.
Mm-hmm. Right? Yep. And, you know, and the other thing is, you know, not only – have we got us, but in this area, in the Doral area, the unrivaled 3-on-3 WNBA league is going to be starting in January. So, there's something all year long to watch about women's basketball in this area, and that's exciting.
On the recruiting trail, have you noticed, because of the popularity now for women to play basketball, have you noticed a difference on the recruiting trail?
You know, I think the biggest thing I notice is just not so much on the recruiting trail, but mainly when I'm watching, like I said, WNBA games and seeing packed houses. Yeah. When I'm able to find a game on TV instead of hunting for it on some app like we used to have to do for WNBA games, you know, to see more college games being sold out and even to have great environments. You know, I think that's been long lacking in women's basketball, and I think there's so much momentum and energy and excitement around our game that I think it's about to explode. And that's awesome for all of us as we try to elevate our game.
Yeah, I also wonder, because of the popularity of the WNBA this year and the way the games were played, if that makes college players, maybe high school players as well, more students of the game.
I definitely think so. You know, our players watch the WNBA. And, you know, sometimes we even talk to them about different players we'd love for them to try to emulate. There's things you're going to see us run that we've stolen from WNBA teams. Mm-hmm. So I do think there's a lot of carryover, and I love it when our players talk to me about watching a WNBA game because I do want them studying it. But I think there's so much to learn. And, you know, the game's really at an all-time high right now.
The game sets in on Monday at 11 a.m. That kicks off the season, or tips off the season, I should say. And I don't know if you've gotten to the point where you've diving into your scouting report yet, but what do you want to see from your team against Stetson on Monday?
Well, number one, Lynn Bree is a dear friend of mine. I've known her my whole career, so it's kind of ironic that's our first game. But I want to see scrappy defense. I want to see a team that makes them really work for their points and does a great job controlling the boards, that limits our turnovers, that makes sure that, you know, we've really valued the basketball and that we share it well when people are open. You know, and then another thing is we've really been focusing on trying to hit our free throws. I'm a big believer in we don't beat ourselves, and that means we limit our turnovers. You know, we out-rebound folks and we make our free throws. And, you know, I think if you're doing some of those things, it makes the game a lot easier.
Very good. Coach, thank you for joining us here at the beginning of the season, and we look forward to doing this quite regularly during the regular season and talking about your team and the journey that you're going to be on this year with University of Miami women's basketball team.
Well, thank you, and I'm so excited to be here.
All right, that's University of Miami women's basketball coach Tricia Culp joining us on the show.